This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Of the action, because the action of the Prophet will be divided into two categories. One is Amma and one is Khusus. This is Amma and this is Khas. Khas means that is only for the Prophet, you cannot do. It's what, but it's only for the Prophet, not for you, not for me. Example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No prayer after fajar prayer until sunrise." This is the saying of the Prophet. That means he don't allow you to perform any prayer after fajar until sunrise. And the Prophet said again, "No prayer after asar until sun." Said, remember, no prayer after fajar until sunrise, no prayer after asar until sunset. Clear? Good. But then the Prophet performed sunnah after asar, where he had forbid. But that sunnah only applied to the Prophet, and that sunnah is not sunnah after asar, but that is the sunnah that the Prophet missed after zuhur. He missed after Zohar, and he do it when he remembered after Asar. And Aisha radiallahu an said that is only for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not for you, not for me. Again, BNP 353, BNP 353, and BJQ 898. Now, again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the Prophet died, his body cannot be transferred out from the place that he died. If he died in the house of Aisha, and he was buried in the same place, his body cannot be transferred out to any other graveyard. That only applies for the Prophet, not for you and for me. Yeah. That is only for the Prophet. That is his saying. Yeah, he's saying that that is only for the Prophet. Again, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the Prophet passed away, whatever property the Prophet left behind cannot be inherited by the wife or the children. It belongs to the Ummah. Our property cannot be just given to anyone. It must be distributed among the next of kin. It's against. Yeah, there's a difference between we and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is some example I want to show you, to know that, to show that you know that the saying of the Prophet take first precedent than the one, the action of the Prophet. Now, wajib. There are some action of the Prophet that is wajib. Example, when the Prophet performed prayer, how many raka'at fajar he performed? Two. Do you find in the Quran Allah said perform fajar two raka'at? No. Do you find the Quran said ask for raka'at? No. You don't get this ayah or there's any evidence in the Quran that Allah said subuh two, zuhur four, asar four. Did the Prophet, is there in the Quran said that there is no prayer without Suratul Fatiha? If you perform a prayer, you don't recite Fatiha, there's no salah for you. Who said that? Do you find it in the Quran? No, it's in the saying of the Prophet. So sometimes the saying of the Prophet become wajib, you must follow. It's not a choice. If you don't recite Fatiha, then your prayer is not valid. Especially when you're praying alone, or you're praying in the silent prayer, like Zuhur, Asar, and the last rakan of Maghrib, and the two last rakan of Isha. When the Imam recite Fatiha silently, then every one of us must recite. But who said that? Not in the Quran. It's a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is just an example. Yeah. So not all of the sunnah of the Prophet, his action or his saying, is sunnat, but it also become compulsory. Okay, inshallah, we hope that you can understand it slowly. The sunnat, yeah, like sunnat qabliya, sunnat ba'diya, that is a sunnat. If you don't want to perform sunnat zuhur, qabliya sunnat ba'd al-zuhur, it's up to you. You don't commit any if you don't do it. Yeah? But if you have time, why not? Because doing sunnah prayer benefit us too. Because the hadith Qudsi that Allah mentioned about sunnah prayer, those in the day of judgment when Allah check upon our fardu prayer and there is some defect, there's a lot of weaknesses in the fardu prayer, then Allah will command the angel for us to look into our sunnah prayer. That can come in handy, yeah, to rectify, to help, yeah, the one that we miss, thing that is not so perfect in the fard, it can be rectified by the sunnah prayer, inshallah. Yeah. Now the sunnah of the qas I have mentioned early, the Prophet ﷺ cannot receive any sadaqah. Prophet and his family cannot accept sadaqah. How about we? Can we accept sadaqah? Even we are rich, can we accept sadaqah? So you still can have sadaqah. Yeah? Because we are not the Prophet. Again, the Prophet can marry more than how many wives? So the husband, the man, make it clear for. Yeah? This one, the man will respond faster. Yeah. But anyhow, the Prophet never said that he is allowed to marry more, four only. He married more than four. And that's why some of the followers of the Prophet today, not at that time, yeah, today, they are very smart. They say, Quran said, married two or three or four. And if you cannot be judged, just married one. So now they say, that is the ayah, but the action of the Prophet is not like that. He got more than four. So the real understanding of this ayah, married two plus three plus four plus one. How many? How many? Ten. Yeah, it's in the court in Johor Bahru. There's a hearing, yeah, for years before. They arrest a guy who have 10 wives. And then they say, how can you marry 10 wives? He said, Quran said 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 1. Not bad, his calculation. Yeah? But that is not right. Yeah? According to the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ only allowed his ummah to marry more, not more than 4. If they are ready for it, they are fair, they know their rights, yeah, and their responsibility. Now, again, there are sunnah mu'akkadah, highly recommended. The sunnah that highly recommended by our Prophet is the sunnah qabla fajar. The Prophet never missed. Even while he was traveling, he still observed sunnah qabla fajar as the opening of the prayer for the day, and sunnah witr as the closing prayer of the day. Highly recommended. The rest, like qayr mu'akkadah, sunnah. Example, after azan asar, before asar, is not mu'akkada. You want to do, you can. But the Prophet, yeah, do it and then he just abandon it. Yeah? He abandoned it more than doing it. But if somebody want to do, you can do it. Sunnah qabla isha, if you want to do, you can. But it's not mu'akkada. Mu'akkada is something that highly recommended. Yeah? Sunnah ibadat. Sunnah ibadat. The Prophet ﷺ remind us to cover our aura is an ibadah. Cover your aura is an ibadah. How do you cover? It's up to you. Must you wear abaya only? Must you wear dark color? Must you wear the Arabic kind of dress to cover? No. If you are a Malaysian, you can even dress baju kurung, no problem. If you are a Chinese Muslim, you can dress cheongsam, mean long dress, as long as you cover your aura. If you are a Japanese Muslim woman, you can wear kimono, no problem. As long as it's long, it cover your aura. It's not necessary you follow a particular tradition. No, as long as you cover the aura. And this is what you call ibadah. Yeah? Cover is ibadah. when you want to eat and drink, the Prophet only say, use right hand. Whether you want to use bare hand, welcome. Spoon, okay. Spork, okay. Knife, okay. Chopstick, okay. Joystick, you can. Yeah. Chopstick, no problem. If you use to use chopstick, use chopstick. You cannot say, no. When you are Muslim, no more chopstick. You must use hand only. Yeah, no problem. If you want to eat soup with hand, then you can also, no problem. Then you know you're suffering, you know. Yeah, it's not practical anymore. Yeah? Just an example, the sunnah is beautiful. As long as you use your right hand, that is the sunnah. Yeah? How you want to use the right hand is up to you. Sometimes when people eat with five fingers, they say, it's not following the sunnah. The Prophet only used three fingers. They said, you want to go to that area, if you want to go to that, so detailed you have problem. First, the first problem you must ask, Prophet eat rice or eat roti? Most of the time the Prophet eat roti. So eat roti, three finger is sufficient. Yeah? Yeah, you just hold one finger, you pinpoint, and then two, you break the bread. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? But we are not eating roti all the time. Yeah? Tradition is tradition. Any tradition that do not contradict with ibadah that the Prophet ﷺ forbid, carry on. You want to, if you like to eat banana leaf restaurant, they use banana leaf. What can you do? Can you say no banana leaf? I only one plate. The Prophet also don't use the plate like we use. So what kind of plate do you use? As long as you can eat, yeah, on any utensil that the Prophet allowed you. Only the Prophet said, don't use pure gold and pure silver utensil. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. So Islam is very rich with culture and tradition. Any tradition that do not contradict Islam, the Sunnah, the Prophet, you can carry on. No problem. Yeah. This is the beauty of Islam, to make us understand. Now, the agreement and the silence of the Prophet is something that the Prophet never command you, neither he start to do it, but it was done by the companion in front of the Prophet. And then the Prophet have no command, he's silent, he agreed upon. When he silent, then he agreed upon. Like Khalid ibn Walid and his tribe love dop, the desert lizard. They love this special dish. They call the desert lizard. So he invite the Prophet to visit his tribe, and they prepare this meal for him. So the Prophet saw the something strange to him, but he never made any comment. He just eat whatever he used to eat. We are Khalid, he has finished his share. And the dog with Khalid, Khalas, finished. But he was looking at the Prophet don't touch, never touch the dog. So at the end, Khalid asked the Prophet. Then the Prophet said, this kind of food do not exist among my people. My people are not used to that. So I'm not used to this kind of food. That's why I don't touch it. But he don't make any comment. So the same go to all of us. If you don't like something, if you are not used to eat the mud crab. You call the mud crab, the green one? If you are not used to the mud crab, you only used to the flower crab. So eat flower crab. Yeah? Just eat that crab. Don't worry. But don't say to the people who eat the mud crab, haram. You know why you said haram sometimes? Why you said haram? Because they say, because this crab live in two worlds. Water and land. But did the Prophet said you can't eat? No. You don't eat, it's your problem. You are not used to eat, it's your problem. But the other people love to eat, it's halal. You have no right to change the law of Allah. Thing that you don't like, that is your kimchi. Do you like kimchi? I don't know if you like or not. Yeah. Do you like petai? Alhamdulillah. Someone don't like. Smell bad. Pudu. Durian. Do you love durian? Of course, I love durian, you love durian. Then no makruh. When all of us love durian, no makruh. It's okay. But I don't like durian, and you eat durian in front of me. That's where the makruh come in. It's not haram yet. I dislike that, and you still do something that I dislike in front of me. When you open durian, I want to vomit already. But to you, this is the king of all fruits. You come to this country, you don't eat durian, that means you don't know what is Malaysia. There is a difference here. These are things that is halal, you are not used to it, don't eat, don't force yourself. Yeah, that's how it goes. This is where the agreement here, the takril. The takril means the silent or is the agreement of the Prophet. That's why to all the sisters, you cannot force your daughter to marry somebody that they don't like. But you like. As a mother, you like that guy. You know? As a father, you like that guy. But you force your daughter. Now, sisters who are not married yet, please, you have your right to say no. But when you keep quiet, silent, means yes. Then later on, don't complain. You know, actually, I don't like you, my brother. You know, my husband, I'm sorry, you know. Since you have accepted me, but I want to give back my mahar. Can you take back? I'm sorry. I cannot have any relation with you because my heart is not with you. Yeah, I was forced to do it. You cannot say you are forced. When they ask you, do you want to get married this guy? If you don't want to hurt the feeling of your parent, no problem, keep quiet for a while. When the qadi asks you, you cannot keep quiet. When the qadi asks you, you say, no comment. You're silent, the qadi confirmed, yes. So remember your right. Yeah? Your silence is also can be a problem. Yeah? So please remember, the action, saying, and the silence, what we have to learn is his saying first. Do what he wants you to do first. Later on, then you try to move into this area that is not khusus for him, the general one. Yeah? Example, the Prophet like to wear a certain kind of sandal. You want to wear that kind of sandal, is okay. No problem. But the Prophet never command you to do that. But if you want, you can follow certain sunnah. The Prophet loved to use what? Miswak. Siwak. Yeah? The stick. Yeah? Even before he passed away, he asked Aisha to give him the siwak. He loved that. But if you are not used with the siwak, you can use toothbrush. No problem. Colgate is there. You know? There are so many other toothpaste you can add, and then you can brush your teeth. The important to keep your teeth clean, and also keep your mouth clean when you want to perform prayer. This is just some example that we have to understand. So now I hope all of us are aware the different ibadat is something that you follow. Tradition, do not contradict, you carry on. When it contradict, you cannot carry on the tradition. Even it's just a tradition. Yeah? But it must not contradict the teaching of Islam. Example, according to the ibadah, when you have a newborn baby, on the seventh day of the child, then you make akikah. And you do halak. Save the baby's hair. The Prophet never call you to cut. And no, you don't have to waste coconut. Yeah? Don't have to use coconut. Coconut, you pass it to us. We can eat and we can drink. Yeah? You don't go and waste the coconut. Coconut have nothing to do with the akikah. Yeah? The akikah is to shave, not to just cut. Yeah? Example, a lot of people are not aware of this. This tradition, cutting, is not from the Prophet. It's from other people's culture. And we are following it. Sometimes we are so confused. We are so cultured to the extent that we go against the ritual. So please have this right understanding and try to follow what the Prophet wants you to do. Prayer, the Prophet said, Sallu kamara aitumun yourself. It's a very strong command from the Prophet. Pray like how you seen me pray. You have no choice to choose. No. you must follow. Hajj, Umrah, Khuzu, Anna, Anni Manasikakum. Also, is a very strong command from the Prophet. When you want to perform Umrah, follow my way, not your way. Yeah? So, this is a certain ibadah, you must follow. Some ibadah, they give you some choice. May Allah accept our prayer. May Allah accept all our deeds. And tonight, Alhamdulillah, our Hajj team 2016 have prepared morai. You still have morai. You have something for you to eat, a supper here. And also tapau too. Morai is here. If you don't like, he's ready for tapau. Yeah? Tapau, you don't get from the hadith. Yeah, this is our tradition. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. So we hope everybody will enjoy what you can behind the building. And may Allah bless us. May Allah reward us. We'll see you tomorrow night again. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.